Officials, though, have not suspended the program, which pays cash to Iraqi media to run favorable stories. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon's still trying to gather the facts about the program, which were revealed last week in the Los Angeles Times. Officials, they say, are trying to determine whether the program may have been mishandled by a contractor or if the military deliberately placed positive articles in Iraqi newspapers not identified as advertising. Military officials in Iraq say the program is needed to, quote, get out the truth. Terrorism apparently was not behind a deadly plane crash in Iran today. The military transport plane returning to the airport after experiencing a technical problem, they say, when it hit an apartment building. The plane was carrying Iranian journalists, 84 of them, to cover military maneuvers in the south. The 10-member crew and the 84 passengers were all killed. 21 residents of the apartment building also died. The pilot of a Marine Harrier jet rescued after crashing about 20 miles off the Florida coast today. The U.S. Coast Guard says the pilot was rescued by boat about 4 hours after the crash near St. Augustine. He'd been seen parachuting into the sea after ejecting. While heating bills will be going up this winter, it won't be as bad as previously believed, they're saying now. For a second time, the Federal Energy Information Administration has revised downwards its estimate of how much heating bills will increase this winter. Households using natural gas now expected to spend $281 more on average this winter. They had forecast a surge of $306, and in October it was $350 estimate. Homes heated by heating oil will spend $255, not the $325 projected in November or the $378 the month before. Those who heat using electricity will see their bill increased by $46, as opposed to a $33 rise seen in November and October's projected rise of $38. According to the agency, the reduction is the result of the relatively warmer October and November weather across most of the U.S. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Mola here on Air America Radio. Have you caught the Christmas buzz yet? It's a great time of year. Little apple-cheeked children running around. All the department store and mall Santas, aren't they fun? Christmas. Got an email here from Real Dre Jr. He wants me to read this on the air, so I'll do it. I'll do it. This is from the Book of Receipts, verses 5 and 6. Our dollar, who art in commerce, hallowed be thy value. Thy market's come, thy market's done on Wall Street as it is in Tokyo. Give us this day our daily point average and forgive us our accounting frauds as we steal from those whom our shareholders and employees whose pensions we stole sue us. Lead us not into recession and deliver us from justice, for thine is the profit and the power of the purchase forever and ever. Ka-ching. Okay, that's the Republican's true prayer, Real Dre wrote. Please read this, Mike. Rabina in Portland, Oregon wrote to me. She says, hi, Mike. Regarding this stealing Christmas business, if I say happy holidays to someone, I'm being inclusive, especially if I do not know that person's particular beliefs. If I say Merry Christmas, I'm being exclusive and presumptuous, as in, to be validated, you must also be a Christian. What if I, a Jew, said happy Hanukkah to people? You can bet the Christians would at the very least inform me that they were not Jewish. As usual, the fake Christian right opts for the least inclusive of greetings. Rabina in Portland. Yeah. Yeah. They do, don't they? And one more request. Gordon in Oklahoma City. Mike, would you please mention this website? Seeking an IRS investigation of James Dobson, the evil political religious tribal leader. And the website is SoulForce, S-O-U-L, soulforce.org/petition/1. soulforce.org/petition/1. What else we got here? Oh, this also came from one of our regular listeners. Now, this comes from a web source that I have found to be sometimes reliable, sometimes not. So take this with as many grains of salt as you are comfortable with. But here it is. Retired generals and admirals are subject to a special investigation by Pentagon surveillance slash intelligence team. That's the head. The little story is retired top U.S. generals and admirals planning to attend a December 7th meeting at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Pentagon City, an office and hotel complex next to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, have drawn the interest of a special investigation by special agents at the Department of Defense. According to informed sources, the meeting, described as a retreat, is to be attended by a number of former members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former heads of intelligence agencies, and key members of the U.S. Congress, including Senator John McCain. The generic subject of the meeting is torture and the detaining of prisoners. The meeting is strictly a, quote, no media, close quote, event, according to individuals familiar with its planning. Pentagon agents have called individuals who have been invited to the meeting and inquired about details and the involvement of active duty officers. One agent, said to be with Defense Department Security and coordinating his activities with Pentagon Inspector General Steve Anthony, also made contact with local police departments asking for assistance in tracking the movements of some of the invited attendees. The Rumsfeld Pentagon is clearly interested in this meeting. What do you make of that, huh? If you can do some independent research on that and email me the results, I would appreciate it. This original report comes from WayneMadsonReport.com. Now, nothing against Mr. Madsen. It's just that I've found it in several, matter of fact, numerous instances, Mr. Madsen's reports are, you know, borderline hysterics and usually don't pan out to be precisely as he describes them. So, I don't know. Maybe this is true. All the rumors I've been hearing lately about the discontent in the highest ranking, the highest ranks of the active military, seem to be validated by reports from, stuff keeps leaking out. Now, who's this retired general the other day, Odom, who made some rather pointed statements? There is a move afoot, I think, possibly, to overthrow the United States government. I think it just may be developing out there, truth seekers. A military coup d'etat may be in the works. What do you think? On the other hand, maybe not. So if you do any independent research and find out that this is a bunch of hokum or something really happening, let me know. A December 7th meeting, the symbolism of that, of course, is totally underwhelming. Retired top U.S. generals and admirals. Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Pentagon City. That's easy enough to check, right? Wouldn't that be the damnedest thing? Did you see the story about a professor at the University of Kansas? He's a religious studies professor there. Paul Myrecki was attacked as he was driving down the road. A couple of white guys pulled up behind him in a pickup truck and, you know, rode his ass real close until he, you know, finally pulled over, hoping they would pass him, and made the mistake of getting out of his vehicle, and they jumped him and beat him fairly badly. He went to an emergency room. A spokeswoman for the Douglas County Sheriff's Department in Lawrence, Kansas, said a deputy was dispatched to Lawrence Memorial Hospital after receiving a call regarding a battery. The Sheriff's Department spokeswoman reported that Professor Myrecki was attacked about 6:40 in the morning in rural Douglas County, south of Lawrence. Right, now, why? All right, because this guy planned, it was going to teach a course on creationism and intelligent design, and it was canceled after he sent emails blasting Christian conservatives, and he got beat up. What this professor, Paul Myrecki, was going to do was make asses out of these freaks. He was going to teach a course, which apparently he developed. The syllabus said it was called Special Topics in Religion, : Intelligent Design, Creationism, and Other Religious Mythologies. And then he sent some emails to people deriding the religious right. He referred to the religious conservatives as fundies, which a lot of people do, fundamentalist fundies, and said a course describing intelligent design as mythology would be, quote, a nice slap in their big fat face, end quote. The professor apologized for those comments prior to this incident. The professor told the student newspaper, the University Daily Kansan, that he spent between 3 and 4 hours at the hospital. He said his injuries included a broken tooth. He described the alleged attackers as two white men between 30 and 40 years of age. And then the Andrew Stangle, who's president of the Society for Open-Minded Atheists and Agnostics at the university in Lawrence, Kansas. Can you believe that? Well, that is William Burroughs' home, right? Anyway, this person, this spokesperson, the president of the Society for Open-Minded Atheists, described the attack as, quote, bizarre and terrifying, end quote. Well, you know, I don't know why anybody would be shocked. Sure, in Kansas, in any place, you start attacking fundamentalists or saying that they're... That's the reason I carry a gun. That's the whole reason I've carried a gun, had a pistol permit for the past 18 years, because of the threats levied against me here in Atlanta by these crazy sons of bitches, you know, these good Christians. We'll be right back.
I'm speaking on the science, guys. We gotta live on science alone. I tell you what, mathematically, I'm having it. I wanna live on science alone.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
This is an issue that speaks to morality and science and the juxtaposition of the both.
Oh, sit down and shut up. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. I'm just wondering if there are any right-wingers out there who'd like to call in tonight and voice an opinion. I know it's terrifying, but my liberal audience is They're sending emails. They're saying, Mike, can we have a little sport? Can you get some of these half-wits to call in? And I certainly would never refer to right-wingers as half-wits. I think that's giving them way too much credit. But if you would like to call in, we'll put you on the air tonight. If you're a conservative, Republican, or a neocon, or a right-winger, and you can justify anything about the Bush crime family, love to talk to you. Speaking of Bush crime family, back on August 30th, of 2004, a little over a year ago, in the New York Times, Elizabeth Boumiller writes about Bush in an interview broadcast that Monday, said he did not think America could win the war on terror. The interview was with Matt Lauer on the Today Show. It was conducted on a Saturday, but shown on the opening day of the Republican National Convention back in 2004. Bush was asked if the United States could win the war against terrorism, which back then he had made the focus of his administration and the central thrust of his reelection campaign, right? Bush replied to Matt Lauer, quote, I don't think you can win it. But I think you can create conditions so that those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world, end quote. What the hell does that last part mean? I think you can create conditions so that those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world. What parts would that be, George? Jesus, this man is stupid. So now you understand why Johnny Fever, well, not Johnny Fever, but Peter Fever, the newest hire by the Bush crime family, has insisted on Bush injecting the word victory anytime they can say it in his earpiece and get him to say it, place it into a sentence so it doesn't sound totally incoherent. But it's just a little over a year ago. Bush is saying, no, you can't win it. Oh, never mind. Would you call that flip-flop? Would that be a flip-flop? Hey, is that a flip-flop? You want to talk about flip-flop? Do you know what they do in waterboarding? One of the torture techniques that we have been using with impunity around the world? Do you know how it's done? The prisoner is bound to an inclined board, usually naked. His hands are tied behind him. His feet are elevated. His head is a little bit slightly lower than his feet. And then his face and head is wrapped in cellophane. And the water is poured over his face. Now, according to ABC television, unavoidably, the gag reflex kicks in, and a terrifying fear of drowning leads to almost instant pleas to bring the treatment to a halt. ABC says, according to sources, CIA officers who subjected each other to this technique lasted an average of 14 seconds before caving in. CIA told ABC that Al-Qaeda's toughest prisoner, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, remember that guy who looked like they just rousted him out of a flop house a couple of years ago? Remember him? Remember seeing his picture? He looked like he'd been waked up after a terrible, terrible drunk the night before. You notice you don't hear anything about it anymore? They have tortured the Christ out of him. They've tortured the Muhammad out of him. He was able to last between 2.5 minutes before begging to confess to anything that the CIA wanted him to confess to. Now, the thing about torture is how do you know what you're getting is the truth? For example, ABC tells how one subject was waterboarded into claiming Iraq helped train al-Qaeda members to use biochemical weapons. And that information then was used by the Bush crime family to one of the reasons to justify the war. As it turns out, the subject had no knowledge of such training, and he made up the whole story in order to stop the treatment. Waterboarding. Doesn't that sound like fun? That sounds like something you do a summer at a water park, right? Hey, you want to go waterboarding? You want to do that? Club Gitmo. According to ABC also, regarding torture, this is the Christmas season, so let's talk about torture. This has become a very real American thing. As a matter of fact, we have located Simple Scotty McClellan. We tracked him down. He had a press conference, was it today, where he talked about torture. You got to hear this. We're going to play it for you coming back after this next break. But what the hell? This is Christmas in America, 2005, in the year of our Lord George W. Bush. Torture is as American as holiday trees. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Oreck Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
So look, if it's not torture, then let's use it on Cheney. Kirk Carraway, who is the internet editor at the Nevada Appeal newspaper, suggests that. He says, since it's not, waterboarding is not torture. Kirk says perhaps the Justice Department could use this to speed up some investigations that are taking forever. How about that two-year investigation into who leaked Valerie Plame's CIA status, huh? Stick Karl Rove on the waterboard. Can you imagine that little pasty Pillsbury doughboy, Karl Rove, with his ass up in the air and his head down with cellophane wrapped around his face and water? Ah! Stick Karl Rove on the board and see who really leaked what in just a couple of minutes. That would be fair, wouldn't it? After all, his boss says it's not torture, right? How about this whole question about whether we were lied into the war in Iraq? As Kirk writes, I bet Dick Cheney would have the answer for that one, though the waterboard may be tough on his bad heart. Hook up Tom DeLay. See if he really did break Texas campaign laws. Get the Halliburton executives in there and ask what happened to all our money. Stick O.J. Simpson on the waterboard. Find out if he really killed his ex-wife. Remember, it's not torture. Bush says so. They all say so, right? Our good friend and Indiana correspondent and former colleague, Ski Anderson, very quickly found for us the audio here and emailed it. God, I love the computer, the internet. Emailed it. Here's Bush being interviewed by Matt Lauer.
Do you really think we can win this war on terror, for example, in the next 4 years?
I have never said we can win it in 4 years.
No, I'm just saying, can we win it? Do you see that?
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that the those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Like where? Less acceptable in parts of the world. Okay, well, there you have it, right from the horse's mouth. No, you can't win it. But now Johnny Fever, Peter Fever, has taken over Bush's brain for a while. Different people move in, take over his brain. We got any right-wingers on the phone yet? Different people move in, take over Bush's brain. And now Peter Fever has taken over and has told him to use the word victory.
It's like that movie Being John Malkovich. There's a little door somewhere.
Yeah.
And you crawl through it,
and you wind up
in Bush's brain. And Karl Rove has been occupying it most of the time.
Well, there's another part of...
There's a big vacancy sign blinking.
There's another part of Bush's anatomy, I think, that Karl Rove occupies besides his brain. Mary in Mississippi. Mary, you want to jump in here? Mary is calling from Mississippi, listening on the internet.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to talk with you.
My pleasure, Mary. You admire Bush for two reasons?
Well, first of all, please don't call me conservative.
Okay.
Independent thinker, I like to think. Anyway.
Okay, independent thinker. That's good. I'll accept that. Sure.
Who doesn't know who she's going to vote for, by the way, in 2006 or 8. But anyway, yeah, I do, because, first of all, he's not stupid. So I admire him for three reasons. No.
Well, now wait. Let's take him one at a time. You say Bush is not stupid. Can you offer up any proof that would indicate?
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
Because that's one of my points. I think he has been extremely successful in his objectives. Now, whether or not you agree with him, he has achieved an almost infinite supply of profit money. Okay. He has consolidated his power base and energized them. Now, whether you disagree or not, you have to admit that they are loyal, they're energized, and they use two main weapons, religion and bigotry.
Well, do you think that's still the case? As a matter of fact, it seems like his base is cracking apart at the seams because he keeps doing things that irritate his base.
The religious right? Oh, no.
Well, look at the nomination of... Miss Myers, his former lawyer. Look what happened to that. Look how he uses Happy Holidays on his Christmas cards.
Yeah, but she was a Trojan horse. They never wanted her in there. They wanted the guy. And by the way, he's going to be. Was it Alito?
I think. So are you there? Oh no! Oh no! What happened to Mary? Oh damn the phones! Mary, call back in. Call back in, Mary. If she calls back in, let me know right away, and we'll put her right on. Yikes, I hate that. God, I hate it. I wish this network made some money so we could pay our phone bill. Wouldn't that be great, Kathy? All right, back to the torture thing, because I don't want to lose this just yet. This is according also to ABC News, an exclusive reported by Brian Ross and Richard Esposito. Two CIA secret prisons were operating in Eastern Europe until last month when they were shut down following Human Rights Watch reports of their existence in Poland and Romania. Current and former CIA officers speaking to ABC News on the condition of confidentiality say the United States scrambled to get all the suspects being held in these torture rooms off European soil before Secretary of State and SHU expert Condoleezza Rice arrived there yesterday. The officers say 11 top Al-Qaeda suspects have now been moved to a new CIA facility in the North African desert. Gee, I wonder where that would be. Do you suppose it might be part of Egypt? Oh, could be. CIA officials asked ABC News not to name the specific countries where the prisons were located, citing security concerns. Okay, but their initials are Poland and Romania. The CIA declines to comment, but current and former intelligence officials tell ABC News that 11 top al-Qaeda figures were all held at one point on a former Soviet air base in one Eastern European country. I wonder what that could be. Several of them were later moved to a second Eastern European country. And here's the interesting part. All but one of these 11 prisoners were subjected to the harshest interrogation techniques in the CIA's secret arsenal, the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques authorized for use by only 14 CIA officers and first reported by ABC News on November 18th. What did they do? Pinch their scrotums off? What, only four? Oh, my goodness. These are real experts, right, Kathy? Only 14 CIA officers have seen the book on how to do enhanced interrogation techniques. Do you love that? Wouldn't O'Brien in 1984 just be through? Oh, what did O'Brien have? He had the electrodes and the stretching machine. Remember that? Winston? How many fingers am I holding up? Oh, Christ, 80? I'm holding up 3. Yes! All he had was the stretcher machine. Can your mind float around this phrase, enhanced interrogation techniques? Authorized for use by only 14 CIA officers. Can you imagine what these guys are like, what their family life is like? Johnny, come in here. Your mother tells me that while I was at work today, you didn't clean up your room. Is that correct? Johnny, I'm just asking you a question. Oh, my God. Can you imagine how excited Dick Cheney must get hearing the phrase enhanced interrogation techniques? Can you imagine Lynn Cheney whispering it into his ear at night when they're all cuddled up after giving him a little blue pill? Enhanced interrogation techniques, sweetie. Right? Enhanced interrogation techniques, Dick. I gotta go give a speech for Tom DeLay. Enhanced interrogation technique, sweetie. Wake up, Dick. Wake up. Get up. Enhanced interrogation techniques.
Clear.
Jesus. Oh, we've got Mary back. All right, Mary, welcome back. I don't know what happened. Either we didn't paraphone Bill or the power isn't working properly in Mississippi yet.
I agree with you.
All right, welcome. Now, where were we? Bush is smart because he has consolidated his base.
No, I didn't say he was smart. I said he wasn't dumb.
Okay.
Difference. And I also said you have to admire his success because his objective, you know, people keep talking about a plan for war, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't his objective. He has an unending, almost infinite supply of profit. He's got the United States Treasury and the Iraqi Treasury. And I've heard numbers of like upwards of $1 trillion.
Oh my God. But now, he's not gonna live long enough to spend that. Nobody lives long enough to spend that.
Who cares? You can swim in it, drown in it, burn it, you know, you've got it. You know, well, if I have it, you don't have it. That's enough to make people happy.
That's true. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second, because we have to do this, and we'll come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Dickie says, we can't be so damn nice.
Look out, Iraq, this is gonna be trouble.
Hey, Don, the bomb, Iraq.
Dickie's saying we gotta do it on the double.
Hey, Don, the bomb, Iraq.
He tells Duncan that a war will be fine.
Hey, Don, the bomb, Iraq.
Have you
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, it is. 9 before the hour. Let's go back to Mary before we possibly lose her again. Where were we, Mary?
Hi. Oh, we were talking about Bush's success.
Huh?
We're talking about Bush's success.
That's right. Now, let's move on to number two before we run out of time again.
Okay, quickly, I said he's been successful in his endeavors in terms of election. He has an unending profit. He has religion to neutralize any fact, because you don't need facts if you have faith.
Right.
So any facts that come up, forget them. I have faith. I believe. Okay?
Yeah.
And then he has his own private army. They're well-funded,
mm-hmm.
well-connected,
mm-hmm.
well-armored. That's not the army, by the way. That's
right.
And then finally, he's got the Supreme Court. So you tell me what president in modern history has scored that kind of success.
Well, if I accept your premise that he's in charge, then your argument is strong. But I don't know that George Bush is anything other than the wimpy, stupid, empty-headed figurehead that Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld and Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz and some of these real bloody killers, Negroponte, Otto Reich, John Bolton, some of these people left over from the bad old days going all the way back to Gerald Ford. I mean, these people are true murderers.
Yeah, but I understand that. But,
if I don't believe, and I don't, that George Bush is the evil genius, if there's an evil genius here, it's Dick Cheney. This is a sick man who needs to be sedated.
I don't disagree, but I'll leave you with this thought. But as long as we say that Bush is not, he's not in charge, it's not
right.
responsible, it makes him likable, it makes him excusable, and he will not be held accountable. And now that I have trouble with.
Well, you're probably right there, but I just can't believe that all of this evil genius, sick, degenerate crossword puzzle that Karl Rove and the rest of these people have put together bears the imprint of George Bush. It bears the imprint of the Project for New American Century. It bears the imprint of these neoconservatives. But
Right. But
I think George Bush is nothing more than a half-witted ex-cheerleader failure who couldn't run an oil business in the middle of the Saudi Arabia.
But he's rich. He's president for two terms.
Well, but that's not because
he's in charge.
Well, I just disagree with you, Mary. I don't think it's because he's in charge at all. He's not a strategist. He's not a tactician. He's a half-wit.
I tell you what. Can we have this argument in 1 year, and we'll see who's in charge at that time.
All right, let's do it. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for checking in.
Bye.
All right, I appreciate it. This guy, Peter Fever, who's been writing this victory nonsense for Bush. You guys are really getting gross out there. I swear to God, you need to send this stuff in to Howard Stern. But, what the hell. Sally wrote in, Peter Fever can be controlled with saltpeter. If left untreated, it may cause blindness. And she adds, parenthetically, it really is a bad joke of a name. What were Mom and Dad thinking? Peter Fever. Oh, God. That's like, who is it? Wayne LaPierre, Wayne the Peter, who heads up the National Rifle. What is he? The executive I don't know what he is. But then Sally adds, excuse me, at the local hospital here in St. Charles, Illinois, there's a doctor specializing in skin diseases. His name? Dr. Grosswiener. I don't know. I have no idea. And that's the only one I can read on the air. Some of the stuff coming in here is it's pretty out there. Kathy, we have an element in this audience that really is twisted and perverted. Thank God, right? The Peter Fever jokes. Back to the torturing, though. I don't want to let the torturing go. Secretary Rice says, no, we don't do that. And then she said, well, okay, we do have special handling for certain terrorists. Special handling, that's what you get with UPS, isn't it? Or FedEx, don't you get special handling? She calls it special handling. Can you believe this?
Would you like delivery confirmation on that waterboarding?
Yeah, they stamp something. They take a stapler and just ram it into your privates. You know, they stamp something on there. Says, you know, this package was delivered. Jesus, these people are sick. You can't make this stuff up. This Bush crime family is the sickest collection of degenerates I've ever heard of.
Careful, you're going to get Shani all excited again, and you're going to have to hook him up back to the defibrillator.
Yeah, sure. Rice avoided, you know, she was in, where was she? She was in Europe. She avoided directly answering the question of secret prisons in remarks made on her departure for Europe, where the issue of secret prisons and secret flights has got people upset. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Minnesota native Al Franken is back in the Midwest, doing live radio shows in Minneapolis, Duluth, and other towns. And, of course, there is talk of Franken running for the U.S. Senate in 2008 against Norm Coleman, the ludicrous Republican who took the late Senator Paul Wellstone's seat representing Minnesota after Wellstone's death in 2002. Franken hasn't decided to run, but if the packed houses and enthusiastic crowds in Minnesota are any indication, Al Franken could hand Norm Coleman the defeat he so richly deserved from Paul Wellstone. It would be the most delicious twist of fate in recent American political history. For more on Al Franken's return to the Midwest, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Congress seems to be abandoning plans to move on legislation to shore up the financially troubled employer-based pension systems. Acting Republican leader Roy Blunt says there's no likelihood, really, that the House would vote anytime soon on a bill to overhaul traditional defined benefit pension plans. The Senate last month voted on a 97-2 vote, approving its version of the bill that tightens rules for companies that underfund their pension funds. It would strengthen the future financial viability of the federal agency that insures pension plans for some 44 million Americans. George Bush is saying the U.S. doesn't engage in torture, but if it does, most Americans may not have a problem with it. A new poll by the AP and Ipsos finds that most Americans who were surveyed believe torturing terror suspects is justified, at least in rare cases. Most in Britain, France, and South Korea agree. A question all the more sensitive amid recent torture allegations and the reports of secret prisons run by the CIA in Eastern Europe. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, traveling in Europe this week, says the U.S. is following all laws and treaties on the treatment of terror suspects. Prosecutors in Florida have handed a stinging defeat in the trial of a former college professor accused of helping to lead a terrorist group. The professor, Samuel Arian, was acquitted today on nearly half the charges against him. The jury deadlocked on the rest. He was acquitted on a key charge of conspiring to maim and murder people overseas. Federal prosecutors accused Al Arian and his co-defendants of acting as the communications arm of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They were accused of raising money that went towards suicide attacks that have killed hundreds. The case was seen as one of the biggest courtroom tests so far for the government's expanded search and surveillance powers under the Patriot Act. The verdict follows a five-month trial and 13 days of deliberations. Two co-defendants were acquitted on all charges. A third found not guilty on 24 counts, and the jury deadlocked on the other eight. Police in the Iranian capital of Tehran now say 115 people died in a crash of a military plane loaded with Iranian journalists. It crashed into a 10-story apartment building as the pilot was trying to make an emergency landing with engine trouble. The journalists were on their way to cover military maneuvers. All 84 passengers and 10 crew members on the plane were killed, and 21 people in the apartment building also died. Residents of New Orleans say race and class were the reason for the government's slow response to Katrina. Doreen Keeler told the House Government Reform Committee everything needed to evacuate people would have been in place if not for the fact that it was poor African Americans who would be most affected by the hurricane. In an emotional and sometimes tearful hearing, residents spoke of being cursed and threatened at gunpoint by police. The residents charged they were abandoned by state and local governments. Another resident, called Mama D, says as winter sets in, many have to rely on makeshift fireplaces for heat.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling.
Welcome back. Peter Fever. Wow. Secretary Rice says that the captured terrorists of the 21st century, now see, all these people that we snarf up off of the streets of Hamburg or Paris or some godforsaken city in South Asia, they're all terrorists, according to Rice. She says the captured terrorists of the 21st century do not fit easily into traditional systems of criminal or military justice. We have had to adapt. Oh, Jesus, God in heaven. Boy, that is scary, isn't it? We've had to adapt, she says. The CIA, we all know this. This was an exclusive from ABC News about these, just the other day, yesterday, I guess, about the secret torture chambers that we have established. In Eastern Europe, former Soviet Empire, and Southeast Asia. Do you remember, you know, I don't talk about this a lot. We don't like to beat our own drum here, so to speak. But remember, Kathy, we were talking about this chain of torture chambers 3-4 years ago, remember? But now ABC talks about, so it's an ABC exclusive. They still haven't included Diego Garcia, which we've been talking about for 3 years, 3.5-4 years. Diego Garcia. Oh, well. He'll catch up eventually. See, we're on at night. Nobody listens at night, right? Anyway, Rice says, we have had to adapt. The CIA has used a small fleet of private jets to move Al-Qaeda suspects from Afghanistan and the Middle East to Eastern Europe, where Human Rights Watch has identified Poland and Romania as the countries that housed secret sites. Now, the Polish defense minister, Radoslav Sikorski, told ABC News chief investigative correspondent Bryant Ross today, or yesterday, my president has said there's no truth in these reports. End quote. See how slippery and oily that statement, that sounds like it's right out of McClellan's mouth, doesn't it? My president has said there's no truth in these reports. So Brian Ross said, do you know otherwise, sir? Are you aware of these sites being shut down in the last few weeks, operating on a base under your direct control? And Radoslav answered, I think this is as much as I can tell you about this. Yeah, okay. That's all right, Radoslav. In Romania, where the secret prison was possibly at a military base visited last year by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, can you imagine this grungy old son of a bitch walking into this place in Romania? Let me watch for a while. Can I watch for a while? You know, I'm getting up there. Do I like watching this? Yes. Is this something that I now use as a substitute for normal sexual relations? Yes. Is it coming from the moon? Of course. Am I pleased being here? Yes. Is there a room with a two-way mirror where I can watch? Yes. Am I going to sit here and get aroused? Absolutely. Evil bastards. So Rumsfeld visited the secret prison in Romania. Romania! Isn't that where Vlad the Impaler lived?
They have built-in torture rooms there. No waiting.
Yeah. Isn't that where maybe it began? Well, no, of course not. It didn't begin with old Vlad. But Jesus, in Romania. So Rumsfeld goes there. Of course he goes there. He's a freaking vampire. Of course he goes. I'll sit here. Am I going to sit here and watch this? Yes. Will I get questions from this press? Yes. Do I always stump the podium? Yes. Is Cheney around? Is he here somewhere?
Here.
Ah, there he is. Can you imagine the two of them, Cheney and Rumsfeld, sitting there holding each other's body parts while people get tortured? These sick bastards. The new Romanian prime minister said there is no evidence of a CIA site, but that he will investigate. Yeah, he'll investigate. Sources tell ABC that the CIA's secret prisons have existed since March 2002. That's about the time when we started talking about it, right, Kathy? When one was established in Thailand to house the first important al-Qaeda target captured. They keep capturing the same guy over and over. According to sources directly involved in setting up the CIA's secret prison system, it began with the capture of Abu Zubaydah in Pakistan after treatment there for... Now listen to this. I want you to listen to this very carefully. Yeah, it's no big deal. Abu Zubaydah was captured in Pakistan after treatment in Pakistan for gunshot wounds that he sustained during his capture. He was taken by the CIA to Thailand, where he was housed in a small, disused warehouse on an active airbase. There, his cell was kept under 24-hour closed-circuit TV surveillance, and his life-threatening wounds were tended to by a CIA doctor specially sent from Langley headquarters to assure that Abu Zubaydah was given proper care. Once healthy... He was slapped, grabbed, made to stand long hours in a cold cell, and finally handcuffed and strapped feet up to a waterboard until after 31 seconds he begged for mercy and began to cooperate. Wouldn't you like to meet the CIA doctor? This is what we are now. You understand that, don't you, Truth Seeker? You can go about your business and celebrate the birth of the little baby Jesus, if you like. But we have become a country that practices and sanctions and relishes and enjoys torture. Not you. I understand, not me. But the leadership of this country. Do you realize that the Attorney General of the United States is the man who wrote out the plan of action so that Bush could sign off on torture? Bush's, what does he call him, his hijo? No, what does he call him?
His Tejano.
His Tejano! Alberto, es mi Tejano, aquí en la Casa Blanca. The Attorney General of the United States. Do you people care about this? Waterboarding. Of the 12 high-value targets, those are people, housed by the CIA, only one did not require waterboarding before he talked. Ramzi bin al-Shib broke down in tears after he was walked past the cell of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Visibly shaken by what he saw, he started to cry and became as cooperative as if he had been tied down to a waterboard, sources told ABC. This is who we are now. Let's you want to listen to Simple Scotty? Let's do this break and we'll come back. Simple Scotty took a break from not answering questions about Rove to not answering questions about the Bush cabal's attitude toward rendition and torture. So we're going to bring him on stage here in just a moment. The quacking quackaroo. Condi Rice lies. You know what the British members of Parliament are saying about? They're saying that the United States has become a cesspool of lying sons of bitches who are murderous, torturing demons. Our mother country is saying this now. Wow.
To say it clear, to say it cool, it's over. It ain't going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder.
In all direction, won't be nothing.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Patrick writes in, Bush isn't stupid, he's just evil. If you consider him stupid, you let him off the hook for his crimes. Anyone with diminished capacity will be given special treatment at trial. Bush does not deserve that. Okay. I think a person can be stupid and evil at the same time. I give you the President of the United States. Simple Scotty. Yeah, we got a Simple Scotty theme music. Let's bring it on, huh? Here we go. Simple Scotty. Yeah.
He led the honors with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the honors with the quack, quack, quack. Down to the river they would go.
Wiggle wobble, wiggle wobble to and fro. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
All together now, come on.
Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
All right, Simple Scotty McClellan. He takes a break from not answering questions about Rove and Leakgate to not answering questions about the Bush cabal's murky attitude toward rendition and torture. Poor reporters. God only knows why they show up to be lied to and stalled. But they keep on showing up, don't they? I wish the White House press corps would all show up en masse one day. And when Scotty walks out and gives his little opening statement, if they would all then turn around and drop their trousers, and the ladies would lift their skirts, and just moon him. Just moon him. Wait a minute, what am I saying? He would probably just love that, wouldn't he? All right, this reporter starts out. Scott, back in March, the president said when asked about rendition, quote, we seek assurances that nobody will be tortured when we render a person back to their home country, end quote. But today, Scott, he said, quote, we do not render to countries of torture, end quote. So, Scott, when renditions do take place, are there procedures in place to make sure that the United States on a regular basis monitors the conditions of the prisoners and the way they are interrogated on a daily basis?
We make sure that we have assurances that people won't be tortured before we render them to a country. That's something that we place high priority on. Now, this is about protecting our citizens. Yeah. And all countries have an obligation to work together to do everything we can within the law to ensure the safety and security of our people. This is a global war on terrorism, and we work cooperatively with many nations, and we respect the sovereignty of each nation. And we have, and we will continue to do so. It is their choice as how they want to. It is their choice in terms of how they want to participate.
Right.
But in terms of renditions and talking in any specific way about it, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to get into talking about these issues because it could compromise things in an ongoing war on terrorism, and we're not going to do that.
Oh, okay. This ongoing investigation. Now it's an ongoing war on terrorism in which we're going to be victorious, so we're not going to talk about it. Now he says... rendering people to other countries. Why don't they just say sending? What is this rendition crap? Why don't they say we just package them up, wrap them in cellophane, and send them to other countries? Rendition. A rendition is a version of how a song is sung, isn't it?
I like this rendition of the old rugged cross. How about you?
That's the only way I've ever heard the word rendition used. He says... this is about protecting our citizens. Oh, I get it. Better U.S. security through brutality and torture. Sending people to Syria, for Christ's sake, or Egypt, or where? Wherever we send them, Romania, to Vlad the Impaler. Can you imagine sending these people to some godforsaken castle, the remains of which still exists in Transylvania? And Rumsfeld shows up. I swear to Christ, I'm not making this up. He shows up. Rumsfeld goes there. Why am I here? Of course. Am I there? No, I'm here. Why am I here? Of course. Am I there? No, I'm here. Because I want to watch. You want to watch? You want me to say that I like watching torture? Okay, I like watching torture. Undaunted, another reporter steps up to the mound and lobs this follow-up at Snotty Scotty. Scott! One follow-up on that. Why not take them back to U.S. soil? We don't have time for this one? Oh, geez. Okay. Well, we'll do our little break here, and then we'll come back. We have three or four more. You got to hear this. Stick around. And we will play the... we want to get that song stuck in your mind. Wiggle, woggle, wiggle, waddle, to and fro, but the one little duck with the feather in his back, he led the others with the quack, 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 quack. He led the others with the quack.
Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about MenoCheck.
The MenoCheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
MenoCheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
MenoCheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at MenoCheck.com.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
She makes the sign of the teaspoon, he makes the sign of the wave. The poor boy changes clothes and puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes.
25 before the hour. Back to Simple Scotty. Second reporter steps up to the mound and says, Scott, a follow-up to that last question. Why not take all these prisoners back to the U.S. soil then, if you are concerned that they not be tortured? Where you're under clear guidelines, both of U.S. law and, of course, the whole torture issues that you raised. Why move them around to foreign countries? Now listen to McClellan's answer. Listen closely. It's like the Bush crime family stock answer to any question, even semi-related to their sick version of foreign policy. Remember the question, why don't you just bring them home, Scott, if you're concerned about sending them to Romania or Poland or Thailand or someplace where they might be tortured?
We are in a different kind of war against a different kind of enemy. This is an enemy that has no regard for innocent human life. They don't wear uniforms. They don't report to a particular state or nation. They espouse an ideology that they seek to spread throughout the world. It's a hateful and oppressive ideology.
So, what does any of this tired, recycled rhetoric that just erupted out of this pig's mouth have to do with the extreme contradiction of claiming the U.S. is opposed to torture while rendering prisoners to countries to be interrogated? This is an enemy that has no regard for innocent human life. No, that's the regime you represent, McClellan. Oh, there are other regimes around the planet who are just equally as evil and sick and demented as the one you represent. Even after that ultimate non-answer, still more reporters try to get Scotty to clarify the disconnect between old Chucklenuts' repeated stance that the U.S. doesn't torture while sending detainees to nations to be tortured. Like, duh, if the U.S. doesn't torture and the other countries don't torture, then what's the purpose of rendition? Gosh, that's such an obvious question, isn't it? What, we just want to send them on a little vacation before their indefinite detention without due process back here in the land of the free and the home of the freaking brave? This reporter says, Scott, then can you explain what is the purpose of rendition if it is not, in fact, to subject detainees to a degree of interrogation somewhat more difficult than that which they would be subjected to in the United States? Why bother, Scott, to render anybody?
We have laws that prohibit torture. We have treaty obligations that we adhere to. And the Convention Against Torture is a treaty obligation that we take seriously and we adhere to. And in that treaty, those treaties and laws, it defines torture. And so we adhere to our laws and our treaty obligations and our values. That's very important as we move forward in conducting the war on terrorism. But what this is about is how we conduct the war on terrorism, how we protect our people, our citizens. And each country's highest responsibility is the safety and security of their citizens. And we all must work together to prevail in this different kind of war. And intelligence helps save lives.
Oh, my God. Oh, Christ. Oh, Buddha. Oh, Muhammad. Oh, somebody. What a sinkhole we've sunk into. What a filthy, disgusting sewage pit this country is in now. He says, what this is about is how we conduct the war on terrorism, how we protect our people. What? By raping and kneecapping innocent civilians? That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? I don't know. It's almost too much to bear when you stop and think about it, right? Now, this one's short and to the point, just to give you a flavor of how the briefing devolved into a Who's On First vaudeville song and dance routine. Here's the question. But, Scott, if we are committed to international conventions against torture, what then, once again, is the purpose of rendition?
And I'm not going to get into talking about specific intelligence matters that help prevent attacks from happening or help save lives. As Secretary Rice indicated yesterday, the steps we have taken have helped save lives in America and in European countries.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't hear the reporter ask about specific intelligent matters. And how does torturing detainees prevent attack and save American lives? Oh, wait. I'm trying to be logical. Last one from Scotty tonight. Here, a whole flock of reporters try to force a meaningful response from this pig, but McClellan just perches on his podium. He just sits there with that blank, pasty, doughboy look on his face. Reporter asks about the prisoners who came forth to describe their treatment. Scott, how do we know they weren't tortured? They claim they were.
I'm sorry?
How do we know they
were? Well, we know that our enemy likes to make claims like that. Go ahead.
I want to get back to David's question about whether or not the administration is looking into any new ways of monitoring rendition activities in other countries.
I've answered his question. I'm not going to talk any further about it.
You didn't say anything about whether or not, you said that we received assurances from other countries,
right.
But you never did say anything about whether or not we then go further and make sure that nothing is occurring.
Yeah,
is
Secretary Rice talked about it yesterday, and I talked about it today, and we're not going to comment further than that when it comes to intelligence matters that are helping us to prevent attacks from happening and helping us to learn important intelligence that saves lives.
There's no mechanism, no monitoring after a week.
You're asking me to talk about intelligence matters that I'm just not.
When there's a procedure in place, irrespective of an individual.
You had your question. I've responded to it, and I'm not going to talk further about intelligence matters of this nature.
I listened to that. And I really do get enraged. I have to confess that to you. I just get furious to think that the United States of America has a piece of human waste like this standing there representing this filthy, degenerate, corrupt administration as it commits torture against people. Torture, torture, torture. For what? To do what? And for what? What is the end result these murderous bastards are looking for? What is it? Are they getting information? According to this pig, we're getting all sorts of information that saves lives in America and Europe. Oh, yes, we are. Do you believe them? I don't. I think the Islamic world, if I hate to use their terminology, but if such a thing does exist, is there a Christian world? Is there a Jewish world? If the Islamic world is doing anything, it is reacting, isn't it? What did the Bush family's former business partner, Osama bin Laden, what did he say originally? What has this man been saying? He's been saying, get the infidel out of our holy places. Now, let's imagine, let's go back 1,000 years, when a different infidel, the Muslim, was in Jerusalem. What did the Christians do in Europe? Right. They butchered and raped and murdered their way across Europe, you know, stopping along the way to kill Jews, to kill whatever Muslims they would find. The good Christians, you know. And, you know, the hapless Jews, they're like, wow, man, we're just here. We're not doing anything. Yeah, but you're Jewish, right? Yeah? Well, then die. Because we're going to the Holy Land to kill the Muslims. Now, what did bin Laden say? Bin Laden said, get them out of Saudi Arabia. I don't know if he used the term Saudi Arabia or not. That's a European term. But get them out of the Arabian Peninsula. Mecca and Medina are there. And the infidel has his filthy, disgusting troops there. Get them out! Oh, and by the way, start treating the situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians a little more even-handedly, huh? You think? And what did the United States say to all that? You know, hey, man, we want to build a pipeline across your country. You want some money? You want to be paid with gold, or do you want us to firebomb you? What do you want? Huh? What do you want? What do you want, Taliban? Taliban, what do you want? I listened to McClellan, and I feel a rage inside of me that is almost unspeakable, and I don't know what to do with it. So, I just let it go. you know, just let it go. Just let it go.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oreck, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Is that Afro Skull? That's the band of our resident rock star, Jason Isaac, who engineers the program, Afro Skull. You can download some of this music free at archive.org. And if you live in the city, if you live in New York, go see them live this Friday, 9 p.m., Parkside Lounge. That's on East Houston Street, Lower East Side. Actually, it starts at 8 p.m., 8 p.m. this Friday. On Houston Street on the Lower East Side. 317 East Houston. Go see him. If you live in the New York, New Jersey area, Connecticut, go jump around and boogie with Afro Skull! Do you like that? Do you like that fusion music? That's pretty cool. It's sort of appropriate to bring up Afro Skull's music when we're talking about torture. They will torture you. Because the music's so good, you know, you get in and you go, ah, damn! It hurts so good. A suit was filed today in the United States on behalf of a German man who alleges he was kidnapped and tortured by U.S. agents for 5 months in 2004. The suit charges the man was mistakenly suspected of being an associate of the 9/11 hijackers. His name is Khaled Masri, a 42-year-old man of Lebanese descent, claims he was taken on New Year's Eve 2003 by CIA operatives from his vacation in Macedonia to a prison in Afghanistan. While he was detained, he was beaten and subjected to inhuman conditions, according to the lawsuit filed by the ACLU. Quote, for me the issue is I want to know why they did this to me and how it ever came about, end quote, Masri said in German via video conference from Stuttgart, Germany. His lawyer said he was denied entry to the U.S. on Saturday at the International Airport in Atlanta, Georgia, quote, and I want an official excuse, end quote, he said, according to a translator. A Justice Department spokeswoman said the department was reviewing Mr. Masri's complaint. ACLU lawyer Stephen Watt said in a statement that, quote, the CIA's policy of extraordinary rendition is a clear violation of universal human rights protections. Snatching Mr. El-Masri off the street and hiding him away in a secret prison was illegal under American and international law, end quote. So you don't have to go to Scott McClellan. Just take a look at Khaled Al-Masri's lawsuit. President Bush said, I'm reading from CNN. Bush said today that the United States hasn't sent prisoners to other countries to be tortured. Bush said, first of all, I don't talk about secret programs, covert activities. Part of a successful war on terror is for the United States of America to be able to conduct operations all aimed at protecting the American people covertly. However, I can tell you two things. One, that we abide by the law of the United States and we do not torture. And two, we will try to do everything we can to protect this within the law. We do not render to countries of torture. That's been our policy and that policy remains the same. You lying son of a bitch, you render to Egypt. What do you think they do in Egypt? What do you think they do in these prisons in Romania? What do you think they do in Poland? If it's not torture, Bush, why send them there? Isn't that just blatantly transparent? I mean, come on. I mean, for God's sake. We don't torture, and we do everything to protect the people within the law. We do not render to countries to torture. It's been our policy. The ACLU said the list of countries include Egypt, Jordan, Syria. Syria? I thought we were about to invade Syria. What is this? The Syrian government is saying, okay, we'll torture for you. Just don't invade us, okay? Because, you know... The ACLU said in a news release on its website, Mr. El-Masri was never able to speak to a lawyer. He was subjected to squalid conditions while in custody and tortured. He was finally, quote, abandoned on a hill in Albania, end quote. Mr. Masri seeks damages up to $75,000. My God, if this were an American, it'd be $75 million. The lawsuit is Al-Masri versus Tenet and alleges that former CIA director George Tenet knew that Masri, who moved to Germany in 1985, was an innocent man, but did not permit his release. In Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, said the United States had acknowledged the arrest of Masri was a, quote, mistake. That's according to the German Chancellor. Rice declined comment. This is who we are. This is who we are. Merry Christmas, okay? Merry Christmas to you. Let me just get it said now. What's today? What do we have coming up? We have the anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. We have the anniversary of the murder of John Lennon. What else do we have crammed in here between now and Christmas, Kathy? That's going to be distracting. Let me just say it now. Let me just get it out of the way. You know, for people who dig it, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Happy Birth of the Little Jesus Baby Savior. Okay, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. Deck the halls. No, that's not Christian. Happy Christmas to everybody. We're a country that tortures, and the chief torturers will be celebrating the birth of the baby Jesus Christ Almighty. With fervor and sweat and lots of spending and whatever they do, these people, whether it is Bush's compadre, Mr. Gonzalez, who authorizes torture and makes it legal, or if Bush himself, or this pig Cheney, or the rest of they will be dancing around the Christmas tree somewhere, or is it a holiday tree now? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Thank you.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush will make another speech today in an effort to drum up waning support for the Iraq War. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Bush would again spell out his definition of victory in Iraq. One component of achieving victory will not include paying ransom for Americans held hostage. He made that clear in comments at the White House.
We, of course, don't pay ransom for any hostages. What we will do, of course, is use our intelligence gathering to see if we can't help locate them.
An Iraqi militant group has threatened to kill an American security consultant unless the U.S. frees all Iraqi prisoners. Another American is among a group of four Christian peace activists taken hostage by Iraqi gunmen. Al Jazeera Television said the militants were demanding the U.S. government pay compensation to Iraqis. Saddam Hussein's crimes against humanity trial resumed Tuesday after a brief recess. A witness took the stand describing horrific conditions he and his family allegedly suffered under Saddam's regime. The man's testimony rambled and at times was too difficult for the English interpreter to follow. Through the translator, the witness said he and many others were mercilessly tortured for no reason.
I stayed in Abu Ghraib for 11 months. And each day I would get beaten in a different manner.
During testimony, the defense lashed out at prosecutors, accusing them of coaching the witnesses. As many as 120 people have been killed in a plane crash in Tehran Tuesday. The military aircraft was carrying at least 94 people when it crashed into an apartment building that housed about 150 people. Several people who were in cars on the ground were among those killed in the crash. Police say the pilot had reported engine trouble and requested an emergency landing at Tehran's airport, but crashed just short of the runway. Witnesses reported seeing one of the plane's wings on fire as it spiraled down. Delta Airlines former financial chief M. Michelle Burns has gone to court in an effort to keep the free flights for life perk she negotiated when she left the Atlanta-based carrier in 2004. Don Dornberg reports.
Delta is in bankruptcy court, and Burns is the only former executive to challenge the airline's termination of the free flight perk. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that in court papers, Burns argues that the bankruptcy code prohibits Delta from canceling her flight privileges, adding that it would not saddle Delta with any actual expense because there are generally empty seats on Delta flights. In 2002, Burns was instrumental in creation of a bankruptcy-proof pension trust for about three dozen executives. That trust allowed Burns to pocket at least $1 million that is beyond the reach of creditors. Don Dornberg, Atlanta.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge.
New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Back, 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. 866-303-2270 is the number. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, after the break at 12:30 Eastern Time, I want to share with you an article that was in the Guardian of London, Guardian of the UK, I should say, a couple of months ago, and it was just sent to me by one of our listeners. About torture. It's a first-person account from Benyam Mohammed. I'm going to wait to do it because I want to make sure that everybody who needs to go to bed will have gone to bed, gone to sleep. You know, I don't want to dump this on you before you go to sleep. So, let's do some phone calls here. He's back. Brother Sky Blue calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, welcome to the program. I know we only have about 6 seconds. Go ahead.
Mike, it's only 25 degrees down here on Beale Street. What happened to this global warming, man? This torture issue?
Yes, yes.
You know, us intellectuals, we've been tortured in all throughout history. The communists, the first people they killed were people that wore glasses, you know, because they were the ones that could read. This intelligent design, I believe in intelligence. My girlfriend makes me believe in intelligence.
Thanks, Brother Sky. It always has to be quick with Brother Sky. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike. It's good to speak with you again.
My pleasure, Jerry.
Yeah. First, with this torture thing and this renditioning or rendering, let's call it what it is. We on the left should constantly call it what it is. It's the outsourcing of torture,
yeah.
Pure and simple.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
What it, you know, just like the Bush administration allowed jobs to be outsourced, other types of jobs, well, now the job of torture is being outsourced.
In your opinion, have we always been this evil? Have we always been run by people? Has this country been managed and run by people this evil? I mean, you know, we've talked about in this program, we've overthrown governments, we've assassinated foreign leaders, but this seems to be particularly, if not singularly, evil. The idea of torture, I mean, it's one thing to overthrow a government, who cares? It's something else, to assassinate a leader or set him up for assassination. Look at Salvador Allende. Okay, but torture?
Well, no, I think John Dean is right, that this administration is even more evil than the Nixon administration. I mean, this is the most evil administration I've seen in my lifetime. And, you know, one of the reasons Bush with a straight face says that we do not torture is because it goes back to the torture memos of Alberto Torture Memos Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He said that it does not constitute torture unless there's organ failure. You could do all kinds of things, poke pencils and things in people's ears, do all kinds of things that normally we would consider to be torture.
Jesus.
But they don't consider it to be torture unless there's organ failure. So that's part of the reason that the Bush says we don't do torture, because in his stupid mind, after reading the torture memos of Alberto Torture Memos Gonzalez, he's really convinced that we don't do torture because we don't do anything, we don't abuse the prisoners bad enough to cause organ failure.
Yeah. It's I can't deal with it, Jerry.
Yeah, but anyway, yesterday you had a caller talking about he was concerned about I think Michael from the Bronx or something was concerned about the 2006 elections and that we might lose that because of the voting machines, the Diebold voting machines. Well, obviously, I agree with him. That I think we need to get rid of the Diebold electronic touchscreen voting machines and replace them with voting machines that leave the paper trail behind.
Mm-hmm.
But Howard Dean recently put his finger on another thing that the Democrats have to do, a key thing that I agree with him that the Democrats have to do in order to start winning elections. And he was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno last Wednesday. It'll probably be repeated long after your show's off the air at 2:05 this Wednesday. Again, that's usually the way it works, between 2:05 and 3:05 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And what Howard Dean said was that the Democrats have to learn to stand up for what they believe in. And he said of the Democratic Party, we have to stand for something different than Republicans.
Did you hear what Michael Regan, this right-wing pissant who has a talk show, one of Ronald Reagan's, I guess he was adopted. Do you hear what Reagan said? Michael Reagan, he said, this is his language.
Yeah.
He said that for making the statement that Howard Dean made the other day, that we can't win this war, that he should be hung. Now, in the first place, Reagan is a dumb, just a total illiterate. You know, a suit of clothes gets hung. A human being gets hanged. So not only did he use the wrong terminology, but here he's using the Pat Robertson system of dealing with someone with whom you disagree.
Exactly.
Suggests that they're killed.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other problem with the Bush administration, is they've created a whole atmosphere in this country with a zero tolerance for any kind of dissent, for any kind of one's exercising their First Amendment rights to speak out and criticize the government.
Well, not only that, but can you imagine what would happen if I said on this program that Rush Limbaugh should be shot?
Oh, they would have.
I mean, Jesus Christ! I'd probably lose my program.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
Michael Regan can say that the head of the Democratic Party should be. He didn't say hanged. He said hung because he's a dumb bastard. But he should be hanged, and if not that, he said he should be thrown in a hole until the war is over.
Well, I think Ron Reagan Jr. should be thrown off his program. I mean, this is outrageous. And I think Howard Dean, though, was right in everything he said so far, especially what he said on the Jay Leno show. And he's right in his criticism of the war. And I think the war in Iraq is a perfectly good opportunity, a perfectly good example for the Democrats to stand for something different than Republicans and to talk about, and more Democrats, I mean, as I was talking to your call screen, all I could remember off the top of my head was about three Democrats, John Mercer, Russ Feingold, and of course Dennis Kucinich, who have come out strongly in favor of withdrawing troops from Iraq. Now, of course, Dennis Kucinich wants them withdrawn immediately, long has. John Mercer wants it in 6 months, and Russell Feingold said in about a year. But, I mean, why don't more Democrats – I mean, I don't think that until the Democrats stand up for something like pulling troops out of Iraq and they take strong stands on the issues, how will they ever expect to win elections? And, I mean, after all, this whole war in Iraq, as we know, is nothing but a pack of lies. It's based on a pack of lies, and it's a failed immoral foreign policy just full of torture and other war crimes, most recently the use of white phosphorus and the white phosphorus chemical weapons. And all the Bush administration can continue to do is to attack its critics and launch political weapons of mass distraction. Like, don't you love the irony of how they have Saddam Hussein on this phony baloney show trial for the torture he did on people, and it's being, you have this trial being done by the Bush administration, who itself is guilty of torture.
I mean, it's insane. Yeah. It's just totally, totally, totally insane.
Isn't it?
It is.
And we're the Democrats. We need more people in the Democratic Party to stand up and say, this is immoral. Like, we all heard in the last election how the morality vote was so important. What the hell is moral about torture? What the hell is moral about a war of aggression, unprovoked war of aggression like the one in Iraq based on lies?
I hear what you're saying.
And these are the sorts of things, one last thing, a point I want to make, these are the sorts of things that the Nazis went on trials for in Nuremberg. They went on trials for war crimes, and they went on trials for crimes against the peace. And the crimes against the peace included carrying out a war of aggression, and also there was a conspiracy to commit crimes against the peace, which included actual planning of the war of aggression.
That's right, absolutely. Jerry, thanks. I appreciate what you had to say. It's painful to say, it's painful to hear. Thanks for checking in, Bill.
Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide. Republicans suck!
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price.
call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Coming back after the next break, I'm going to share this with you out of the from the Guardian of the UK. Kurt just sent me an email. Mike, you mentioned quite correctly Bin Laden's first two problems with the U.S. That was the placing of foreign troops in the country that contains the holy sites of Islam, Medina and Mecca. That would be the Arabian Saudi Arabian Peninsula. The second thing was the uneven-handed, and that's putting it mildly, treatment of the Palestinians where it concerned the Israeli-Palestinian issue. And the third one, Kurt writes, I'd love for you to remind all the self-righteous Democrats in your audience that the third outrage we were perpetrating upon innocent Muslims was the Clinton, John Major, Tony Blair sanctions that had killed 500,000 children under five by 1996. Those were the sanctions against Iraq. Now that it's pretty well undeniable that Clinton knew damn well by 1994 or 1995 that Saddam's unconventional weapons were a thing of the past, it makes Madeleine Albright's 1996 statement that 500,000 dead Iraqi children was worth it incredibly more reprehensible than all the murderous lies told by the current administration fouling the air in the White House. Kurt goes on, Clinton's domestic political cowardice laid the groundwork. Well, he's got a lot of profanity in here that I can't say on the air. Kurt says, can you imagine if Clinton had used his genius to educate and lead the American people rather than for triangulating the entire Democratic Party right out of power? There's a special place in hell or history for such a grotesque abuse of power and stature. Every last one of these people from the last four administrations ought to be put on trial in Kandahar and subsequently given their justly deserved place under a tree branch about 6 inches from the ground. No, I can't read that either, Kurt. But I get your point. Yeah, that was the third issue. The systematic, deliberate, conscious murder of the most innocent of Iraqi civilians by denying food, medicine, and don't tell me about oil for food thieves in the United States or France or the UN. Don't tell me about Saddam sucking off the money. We've talked and talked and talked about this, how Saddam should have been removed from power. Of course he should have been, by his own people, not his people, but by the people of Iraq, and probably would have been had it not been for our systematic destruction of the middle class in Iraq, yada, yada, yada. But after salting that entire country with depleted uranium during the first Gulf War, giving rise to the birth of children in Iraq, giving rise to the birth of children in Iraq with the most grotesque of radiation-induced birth deformities imaginable, in addition to leukemias of all sorts, deformed little bodies being born as a result of what we did, what the United States of Jesus Christ America did. That's how they want us to say it now. And the figure 500,000, I think, is too low. I do. But remember Madeleine Albright's famous, infamous, degenerate, filthy, I hate the bitch forever for saying it statement. There is a place in hell for her. She even tried to retract it later. Well, I didn't really mean to say that. But it's on the record that the deaths of 500,000 innocent children in order to contain Saddam Hussein was worth it, you sick. See, not all the sick, evil people are in the Republican Party. And of course, I've never made that claim. But let's be clear. Let's be clear, okay, Democrats? Let's be clear. Take a look at some of them infesting the Democratic Party right now. Hillary Clinton, Joe Lieberman, there's two. Huh? There's two. The death to the children thing was, in 92, 93, I was a single parent back then. I had a 7-year-old who's now 27. And I used to tuck him in bed at night. And I used to get him up in the morning. And I used to take him to the pediatrician. He was sick. And I used to fix his dinners. And I used to hold him and kiss him and cuddle him and tell him how much I loved him. And I couldn't help but think, like I think now that I have an 17-month-old. How would I feel if another country was systematically forcing me into a position where my children were dying?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall and I saw this meat tray,
and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
We're going outside the window, I look around the room, and it makes me so depressed to see the
26 before the hour. Okay, you may not want to hear this, and that's not a trick to get you to listen to it, because it involves torture, which is, if you haven't figured out, the theme of the program tonight, since it is the Christmas season, and Ford Motor Company has decided to stop advertising its high-end cars in gay publications because it pissed off the American Family Association, Donald Wildman group of Christian psychopaths. God, I'm sick of these people. But, you know, it is the Christmas season. It is right around the time of the birth of the baby Jesus, so it's time for us to talk about torture. That's not because I say it is, but because this is what we do now. This is what the United States of America does. We torture people. And we send them places where they can be tortured if we're bored or bothered or busy blowing up Afghanistan. This is from The Guardian of the UK. Benyam Mohammed traveled from London to Afghanistan in July 2001, but after the events of September 11, he fled to Pakistan. He was arrested at Karachi Airport on April 10, 2002, and describes being flown by a U.S. government plane to a prison in Morocco. These are extracts from his diary. They cut off my clothes with some kind of doctor's scalpel. I was naked. I tried to put on a brave face, but maybe I was going to be raped. Maybe they'd electrocute me. Maybe castrate me. They took the scalpel to my right chest. It was only a small cut, maybe an inch. At first I just screamed. I was just shocked. I wasn't expecting. Then they cut my left chest. This time I didn't want to scream because I knew it was coming. One of them took my penis in his hand and began to make cuts. He did it once, and they stood still for maybe a minute watching my reaction. I was in agony. They must have done this 20 to 30 times in maybe 2 hours. There was blood all over. One eventually said to me, "I told you I was going to teach you who's the man." They cut all over my private parts. One of them said it would be better just to cut it off, as I would only breed terrorists. I asked for a doctor. Doctor number one carried a briefcase. "You're all right, aren't you? But I'm going to say a prayer for you." Doctor number two gave me an Alka-Seltzer for the pain. I told him about my penis. "I need to see it," he said. "How did this happen?" I told him. He looked like it was just another patient. "Put this cream on it 2 times a day, morning and night." He gave me some kind of antibiotic. I was in Morocco for 18 months. Once they began this, they would do it to me about once a month. One time I asked a guard, "What's the point of this? I've got nothing I can say to them. I've told them everything I possibly could." The guard responded, "As far as I know, it's just to degrade you. So when you leave here, you'll have these scars and you'll never forget. So you'll always fear doing anything but what the United States wants." Later, when a U.S. airplane picked me up the following January, a female MP took pictures. She was one of the few Americans who ever showed me any sympathy. When she saw the injuries I had, she gasped. They treated me and took more photos when I was in Kabul. Someone told me this was, quote, "to show Washington it's healing," end quote. But in Morocco, there were even worse things. Too horrible to remember, let alone talk about. About once a week, or even once every 2 weeks, I would be taken for interrogation, where they would tell me what to say. They said, "If you say this story as we read it, you will just go to court as a witness, and all this torture will stop." I eventually repeated what was read out to me. When I got to Morocco, they said some big people in Al-Qaeda were talking about me. They talked about Jose Padilla, and they said I was going to testify against him and big people. They named Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, and Ibn Sheikh Alibi, all senior Al-Qaeda officers or leaders who are now in U.S. custody. It was that last part was in parentheses. It was hard to pin down the exact story because what they wanted changed from Morocco to when later I was in the dark prison. That's a detention center in Kabul, to Bagram, and again in Guantanamo Bay. They told me that I must plead guilty. I'd have to say I was an Al-Qaeda operations man, an ideas man. I kept insisting that I had only been in Afghanistan a short while. "We don't care," was all they'd say. I was also questioned about my links with Britain. The interrogator told me, "We have photos of people given to us by MI5. Do you know these?" I realized that the British were sending questions to the Moroccans. I was at first surprised that the Brits were siding with the Americans. On August 6th, I thought I was going to be transferred out of there, out of the prison. They came in and cuffed my hands behind my back. But then three men came in with black masks. It seemed to go on for hours. I was in so much pain, I'd fall to my knees. They'd pull me back up and hit me again. They'd kick me in my thighs as I got up. I vomited within the first few punches. I really didn't speak at all, though. I didn't have the energy or will to say anything. I just wanted for it to end. After that, there was to be no more first-class treatment, no bathroom, no food. During September-October 2002, I was taken in a car to another place. The room was bigger. It had its own toilet and a window, which was opaque. They gave me a toothbrush and Colgate toothpaste. I was allowed to recover from the scalpel for about 2 weeks, and the guard said nothing about it. Then they cuffed me and put earphones on my head. They played hip-hop and rock music very loud, over and over. A couple of days later, they did the same thing, same music. For 18 months, there was not one night when I could sleep well. Sometimes I would go 48 hours without sleep. At night, they would bang the metal doors, bang the flap on the door, or just come right in. They continued with two or three interrogations a month. They weren't really interrogations, more like training me what to say. The interrogator told me what was going on. "We're going to change your brain," he said. I suffered the razor treatment about once a month for the remaining time I was in Morocco, even after I'd agreed to confess to whatever they wanted to hear. It became like a routine. They'd come in, tie me up, spend maybe an hour doing it. They never spoke to me. Then they'd tip some kind of liquid on me. The burning was like grasping a hot coal. The cutting, that was one kind of pain. The burning, that was another. In all the 18 months I was there, I never went outside. I never saw the sun, not even once. I never saw any human being except the guards and my tormentors, unless you count the pictures they showed me. "We're going to change your brain." Now, this was in the Guardian of the UK a couple of months ago, and of course, it'd be impossible to find something like this in the American media, right? But as Scott McClellan and George Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld say, you know, these little pigs are taught to lie to us. After all, they're just Muslims. What did Scotty say? We got to protect intelligence to prevent attacks in America. This is how we protect our citizens, by doing this. Can you believe this? I'm not naive. I'm old enough. I've been through it. I've seen it. I've experienced some of it. I know what goes on. Just like you, I'm not totally naive or stupid. I didn't fall off the turnip truck last week. But this, what we are doing now? It's a different kind of war. Is that what they're saying? "We're going to change your brain." Once again, second reference tonight. Doesn't that sound like O'Brien saying to Winston Smith, "You see four fingers because we tell you there are four there, and you want to see four. You must see four, no matter how many I'm holding up. We're going to change your brain," is what this man, Benyam Mohammed, was told. "We're going to change your brain." And just like Winston Smith was released, so was Benyam Mohammed released. It's almost unbelievable. I don't know how we, as a society, when this filthy crime family is finally removed from power here, how are we ever going to reclaim a soul, a national soul? Does such a thing exist? I know I seem to be contradicting myself because I believe none of this religious superstitious nonsense. But surely there is a core, a center, an energy. Call it the soul. How are we going to ever reclaim whatever soul we might have been entitled to or worked toward or earned or thought we had? How are we ever going to be able to reclaim any sense of righteousness after this crime family leaves office? Huh? How?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Because life's too short to listen to Right Wing Radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Out 9 before the hour. I'm sorry we didn't take a lot of phone calls tonight. I really am. Program was engineered in New York by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. Don't forget, go check out Jason's group, his music, his band, Afro Skull. They'll be playing this Friday at 8 p.m. at the Parkside Lounge in Lower Manhattan. That's 317 East Houston Street, Lower East Side. Go check them out if you live in that area. Also, thanks to D. Neal, our associate producer, who maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy, also handles the phone calls, and our out-of-the-studio crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, militantmods at mikemalloy.com, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and Catherine Day, our executive producer. Ray in Baton Rouge just wrote in, Mike, how is torture related to intelligence? I think what Ray means here is, you know, gathering intelligence. That's what these pigs keep saying. McClellan, Bush, Rice. Anyway, Ray writes, Mike, how is torture related to intelligence? Did Pilate gain any intelligence when Jesus the Nazarene was tortured by the Roman cohort? Were the Romans really trying to get the truth out of Jesus, even though he had already been condemned to death? I'm getting fed up with Christianity, Ray writes, and I don't have any faith to fall back on. Peace. Ray. Baton Rouge. Yeah, I sure hear you. It's just so weird. Isn't it weird if you let your mind go, and maybe you shouldn't. You know, we just had 11 days off the air, and we let our minds go, didn't we, Kathy? But we did it in a different environment. And if we're here, now, going about our daily, usual routine, you're doing yours, I'm doing mine, you know, we work, we go to the store, we do this, we rake the leaves, we shovel the snow, whatever. If you keep things happening in your mind, you know, okay, I got some painting to do, got to take the kid to the dentist, got blah, 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 blah. You can get through, right? You can get through, right? But you let your mind go, let it go. If you let it go, let it float. Come on, you old dope smokers, you know what I'm talking about. Just let it float, and you'll go in mad, you'll go insane. If you let it float in the direction of what is going on at the highest levels, what is sanctioned at the highest levels of this government, torture. We're a country that tortures. We have soldiers coming back who are psychologically and physically damaged beyond belief because of these murderous bastards who have taken this country into this war, into this torture, this thing, this dark envelope that they've taken us into. We have saturated the Middle East with depleted uranium again. We have thousands of American soldiers dead. We have thousands of Iraqi civilians dead. And it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Oh, I know. It was Christmas time this time last year. And we were murdering people. But there's something really, really weird about it this year. To me, how about to you? Maybe it's because these fake Christians are screaming about putting Christ into Macy's, putting Christ into Target, putting the baby Jesus into Victoria's Secret. Ah, the sick bastards. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Maybe it's because the Christian crazies are demanding that Ford Motor Company, and Ford Motor Company is responding, pulling ads out of gay-oriented publications. There's something afoot. There's just something weird. Very quickly, Randy is calling from San Antonio, Texas. Randy, sorry, we've not got a lot of time, but welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Mike. First time caller.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe.
What was that?
I said maybe, but go ahead, let it rip.
Oh, well, really, first of all, I'd really just like to apologize for voting this waste of flesh in the office in 2000, or not really voting him in, but casting my vote in his favor.
Well, a lot of people got fooled. Randy. You know, and I'm not a priest. You can't confess anything to me.
Well, it really took me pretty much going over there to really realize what the hell was going on.
Oh, you went to Iraq?
No, I was actually in the Navy, so I was kind of outside of Iraq.
Okay, I got
dropping
you.
Dropping flaming death, you know, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Oh, sure. I know. Yeah.
Submarines are not fun. I definitely recommend you not do that.
Submariner. Well,
yeah.
A lot of respect for you.
Yeah, it's not easy.
That's not the easiest way to...
It gives you lots of time to think.
yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. I understand what you're trying to say. I understand the confusion. I feel the same way about voting for Clinton for twice. You know, I'm sorry, I just do. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people who are Democrats say, how can you turn on Bill Clinton? I don't like what Bill Clinton did in Yugoslavia. I don't like what he did in Iraq. You know, on and on. Hey, listen, I hope you call again. Randy, I'm sorry, we're flat out of time. Do call in again. I'd love to talk to you sometime, okay?
Definitely.
All right, sir. Take care. And everybody else whose calls we missed tonight, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. Tomorrow night we'll focus more on phone calls, okay? It's just, you know, on torture night, it gets a little hard to take phone calls, I guess. I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana.
Paid for by ONDCP.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or...
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1 800